G'day, Reece Dowden here. Welcome to episode 72 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is called Selection Lessons Learned. And I was in the middle of putting together some free training that I'm going to give out to my my audience or my list, my email list. And as I was going through, I thought, well, here's some good points and I can put it out on a podcast, right? So that's what we're going to do today. A number of lessons learned over the last few years of guys going for selection. And I'm just going to bullet point these. The training that I'm going to release is going to be quite long, but I want to go through this in point form just to give you an idea. And some of these points you probably heard before, some you may have heard before, some might be new, but again, I'm just going to go through it quickly. First one, you must do really well in selection. And there used to be I've heard a lot of guys say this, that they just need to get to the end. And if you get to the end, you're going to have a good chance. And that's probably holds true for SAS selection. If you get to the end, more than likely you're going to get selected, all right? They sort of weed out a lot of people before the end. And when I did selection, it was a similar experience. It went for a little longer than what it does now. It went for 5 weeks. So a lot more people quit, especially at the beginning. And then they had another one or two bosses, all right, border stays where they kicked dudes off. So by the time we finished, it was, I think we had 26 finish and 23 pass. So if you got to the end, more than likely you're going to get picked up. But now, more people finish. It's they're both 3 weeks long, particularly for commando selection, more people finish, right? So you can't just think, oh, I just got to get to the end. I just got to survive. I just got to sort of turn up. It's just not going to cut it, right? You really want to have the attitude that I'm going to give the selection staff no choice but to pick me. Right, because even if you get to the finish, they do a final boss and they get rid of a lot of guys, okay? So you want to do really well in most, if not all of the areas, and really go with the attitude, the mindset you're going to thrive, not simply survive, okay? Get that out of your head. You want to smash selection. Number two is you don't have to be the best at everything or even anything, but you want to do well in most areas. And throughout selection, you're going to be graded and assessed on so many different areas, all right? And this is standard across any selection course around the world. You're going to be assessed on a lot of different things. And a lot of the different things around the world are actually quite similar. All right, cognitive ability, problem solving, memory, your ability to handle stress, your soft, what they call soft skills, all right? So your ability to work as a team, your ability to understand the team and the team environment. You're going to be assessed on all the physical components. You're going to be assessed on all the different soldier skills, knot tying, navigation weapons, general knowledge, first aid, all that kind of stuff. But then also the attributes such as judgment and common sense and decision making and toughness and adaptability and trainability, all these kinds of areas. And so it's very important that you understand that, you know what these areas are. And there's really no excuse going into selection not having covered off on all these areas, because as you go into selection, you know what areas you're going to be assessed on, you know what areas you need to cover, and you should have plenty of time to train up in all those areas. But you're probably not going to be awesome in all these areas, right? It's probably not going to be guys that are just fucking weapons in all these areas, right? And that's not a huge point, all right? You don't have to be the best at everything. You don't really have to be the best at anything. But if you are substandard or you're shit in one area, you got to be really fucking good in the other areas. If you receive a fail or you're assessed as substandard on anything, it's probably not going to be the end. It might be the end, but highly doubtful. And if you get to the end of selection and you finish and you get bos or you don't pass selection, it's probably not one area. It's going to be multiple areas that you failed, right? Not just one. So you don't want to quit selection. You don't want to drop your head and have a negative mindset just because you've stuffed up in one area, okay? Have the attitude or develop the attitude that even if I've stuffed up in one area, I can show the selection staff that I can overcome that, all right? Because that's part of the attributes, adaptability, overcoming, good stress management strategies, resolve, right? So show them you have that, especially when you stuff something up. Prove to them that you can get over that and you can perform in all the other areas, and you'll need to, all right, after you've stuffed something up. But you can still finish. You can still make it. You can still pass, all right? So don't whinge and moan and bitch and get your head down, all right? Fucking kill it in all the other areas. Number three, don't get caught up comparing yourself to others. That can be bad, but you can't be too far away from the top, especially in multiple areas. Now, comparing yourself to others can be it can actually be a really good thing for some people. It really feeds the fire. It, you know, gets the competitive juices flowing, and you want to be competitive on selection, that's for sure. You know, the guy, for example, who's just sprinted past you on 3.2, that could provide you with a target, right? That might give you the extra energy you need to go, fuck, I'm going to beat that guy, right? That's my stand, I'm going to get him. But if a guy smashes past you on the 20 clicker, or in the 3-day navigational phase, and you start to think along the lines of, shit, that dude's so much better than me, I've got no chance of making it. Well, in that case, you're probably not, all right? You're going to be locked in that negative feedback loop, and you won't be able to perform at your best, and you'll find yourself booted off selection pretty quickly, or you'll just quit, all right? That's absolutely the wrong mindset to have. There's always going to be someone better. There's always going to be someone quicker, faster, stronger, tougher. But what we're looking for on selection is for you to pass the benchmarks and to pass them well, right? You don't need to be doing a 2-hour 30 for the 20 clicker, right, when the pass mark is 3 hours 15, but you don't want to be coming in at 3 hours 14 and 59 seconds, do you? Right, you want to pass these activities well, i.e. at least under 3 hours for the 20 clicker. Right, I hope that makes sense. We're not looking for everyone to absolutely blitz all the benchmarks, otherwise we just simply raise the benchmarks. We're after guys who have done the work, who are consistent and passed all the activities, right, rather than just scraping through. Next one, swimming. Be fucking competent and efficient and safe in the water. If you're doing a commander selection and you are not competent in the water, and you start to go underwater, and it's a safety issue, they're just going to drag you out, right? And they're going for long, long pool sessions, and I've talked about this a lot, said this multiple times, that you need to have enough energy at the end of the pool session to be able to do a tough session after that outside of the pool. So you want to be doing 2 to 3 hour pool sessions and then have enough energy to do a long run or a hard pack march or a gut check session on the oval. All right, so if you're not good in the water, get lessons, right? Become efficient, become confident, become safe in the water. You can't fake swimming. You can't tough your way through a 3-hour pool session, all right? It's going to be obvious. You're going to burn through all your energy and they're going to pull you out or you're going to quit, all right? So make sure your swimming is sorted. Number 5 is you'll get stuffed around on selection, all right? It's special operations selection. You're going to get stuffed around. It's part of the process. You're going to be assessed on your ability to handle stressful conditions, all right? Control your emotions and make decisions. Why? Because that's what you have to do in your unit, right? In the unit is stressful. In the unit is hard physically, emotionally, mentally, and you still got to make the right decisions in those tough environments. So that is what we're going to test on selection. And guys that get frustrated on selection where, you know, you don't know where you're going or you don't know how long you've got to complete a task, or if you complete the task, they say that you didn't do it right and you've got to go somewhere else and do something else as punishment or whatever the case may be. That's just being fucked around. So, and when I used to see guys get annoyed or frustrated and wondering why they were doing certain things and getting stuffed around, I thought, this is fucking selection. Don't you know that? Like, you're just going to get fucked around just to see how you react, how you respond. And if you respond negatively, that's going to be a big red flag because we can't have that kind of dude operating overseas when it's life and death and the stakes are much higher. You will need to have great stress management strategies. Selection is stressful. You'll be put through a lot and you must have the ability to keep calm and be able to consistently perform at your best under arduous conditions and situations, right? So develop your stress management and be ready to employ those strategies on selection. It is required. Number 6 is foreign weapons. Most selection courses will have a stand where you are introduced to a weapon that you might not have picked up before, and then you might have to get a lesson on it and then understand it and be able to utilize that weapon safely or actually teach someone else. And it was exactly what I had to do in one of my selection courses. I think it was an AK that we were given and we were shown how to do it, and then we had to teach somebody else how to use it. And so my advice to you is to understand weapons, understand exactly how they work, understand exactly the process the weapon goes through in the weapon states, i.e. load, action, instant, and also the actual firing of the weapon. All right, it doesn't matter whether you're attempting military or police selection courses, weapons testing will be a part of it. All right, if you have a thorough understanding of the workings of a weapon, rifles, machine guns, pistols, you should be able to pick up any foreign weapon and understand it and become proficient edit very quickly and actually be able to teach someone else how to use it after you've been shown, all right? So understand weapons, understand how they work, because foreign weapons or a stand or activity where they utilize foreign weapons may well come up for you and be on your selection course, all right? So make sure you understand everything about weapons and how they work. Number seven is scenario training. Many selection courses will have some kind of scenario training within, and while scenarios, obviously, they will all differ depending on where you're doing selection and for whom, the major element that you'll be tested on is your ability to assess and act. You probably won't do well on a scenario stand if you just freeze there and do nothing, all right? You must do something, you must act. And there's not necessarily a real right or wrong answer to this scenario, but my advice for the situation is twofold. One, whatever you choose to do, you must be able to back it up and explain exactly why you took the action you did. And two, positive ID, all right? You must have positive ID before you engage a suspect or a bad guy, all right? If you fire your weapon and shoot a person, you better have a bloody good reason why. But do something, all right? Don't freeze up. Don't do anything. You must assess and you must act and you must be ready to back it up. And that's it for this episode. A couple of selection lessons learned, a couple of points that have come up over the last few years. And again, I'm going to be doing some training that covers all these points in detail, and it's going to go for a lot longer. So if you're not on my email list, make sure you jump on it. You can head to operatoredge.com/selection, number of different free resources there. You can come and also join my free group on the school platform, or you can email me, Reese, which is R-H-Y-S, Reese, at operatoredge.com. And I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Hope you got something out of this episode, and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.